favor of what I proposed earlier, but let me try this. I think we need to make the motion, and then the procedure, if you're in agreement with delaying it, would be to table it until next council meeting. So procedurally, the Chair of Economic Development would make the motion, it would be seconded, and then someone would, if that's what you want to do, would table it, otherwise we debate it as normal. Once the motion to table comes on, it's non-debatable, I take the vote on the tabling.
Ask the question, because we've moved the council meeting a week ahead, is that fair to be able to get more information within that time frame, or should we defer to the new year?
That would depend on the on your decision. They have had 8 months.
I know, but there's other issues that is, or opportunities that may seem.
Okay, so the procedure is to move Deputy Mayor Norman.
I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality takes no further action with regard to lease arrangements with the South Shore Flying Club, and that further that notice be given that the South Shore Regional Airport be closed in 6 months' time.
Is there a second of that motion? Councilor Fisk seconding. Councilor Inglis.
I move to table this item until the first meeting in January.
Which is, for the record, the 11th of January. I'm sorry, the 12th of January. Is there a second to the table? Councilor Frelick?
Aye.
All in favor of tabling the motion to the 11th, to the 12th of January? Keep your hands up. Contrary-minded? It is carried by a vote of 5-2. We then, just a procedural thing, if you'll bear with me. I'm sorry?
The last motion should be 6-2. There's 8.
6-2, yes. Sorry, I hadn't got my shoes off.
Okay.
Thank you. Procedural thing. Mr. Cox reminded me that I'd had a letter which I didn't get to the right place asking us to sponsor the levy on New Year's Day. I'd like it with your acquiescence to put that as 11. I'm getting.
You had it on the agenda for the 15th.
It's on for the 15th. Okay. It's on there for the 15th, Mr. Croft. Is that time enough? I don't think you'll have a problem at all. Just assume.
I think we can tweak our plan to.
Okay, you're happy with it on the 15th?
Yeah, the only thing is, if the vote is no, then we could be stuck with a lot of lobsters.
I'll help you with that.
Why would it be no?
We would never say
verbal, yes.
Okay, sorry about that. Thank you. Thanks, Jennifer. Anything under corporate services?
Oh, yes, Mayor Clark, I'd like to just to bring up that Greenfield Fire Department has ordered their new fire truck, and I also think it's appropriate the time to thank the Finance Committee for all they put in to help out the financial part to make it work out correct for the Greenfield Fire Department. They're very appreciative of it, and I'm very pleased to see the process went proper, so thank the game.
That's great, because I got a little grumbling earlier in the stage in the game on this thing, and I think everybody is now happy as can be, and they realize that the new funding programs for fire trucks works, and it works in the best interest of the fire department.
Yes, and our staff helped in the city, so.
Yes. Okay, I am up now to item 11. I'm up to item 10, sorry. Second generation landfill cell. Brad, if you would come forward, we have two items. One item under 10. Here we are. Okay.
Motion board.
Please.
I should move that the Council of the Regional Queens Municipality accept a pre-budget amount of $3,750,000 for the construction of a second generation cell number 2. for the upcoming 2016-2017 budget year.
Is there a second to Councilor Fisk seconding? Brad, do you want to
be
the service, please?
Part of the request for decision paper outlines what the components of our second generation, our solid waste facility consists of. I won't go through that list. It's in there in writing. Of course, with the second generation cell, they're built in segments of the cell, which is basically the land area with its double liner and clay and leachate collection pipes and drainage layers and such. And you build them like building blocks. And there comes a point in time where your building blocks are arranged so that you have a larger basal area, which then allows you to progressively increase your capacity. Now, what we have so far is we've had two cells, initial cells, that we can think of as a rectangle, both of them together. And what our next cell is, it basically squares that up. And with the square, now you're able to put more capacity into the cell. The two initial cells will be full next year, in 2016, and it takes a little while to get the design, to get the permit, and to get some equipment ready to build it, and that's why we're coming forth right now, because if we wait it until normal budget gets approved in April, assuming that this particular request would get approved, it would put us too late in the year to construct it. And too late in the year means wetter weather. And when you're working with clay and silty sand, you need to do it in the dry part of the year. And even at that, you're going to have periods of rain events. So anyways, we looked at it. The price comes from our known cost from cell number 1A, which is the second block. Of course, with future value, because that was built in 2010, that particular cell, 2016, due to the future value. It does incorporate a 10% contingency, which you do need in case you do have a longer period of wet weather in the spring or in the summertime. It can happen. And when that happens, it can essentially set you back quite a bit if that silt gets wet, sandy silt gets wet. I mean, you have to wait for it to dry out, or you have to remove part of it and put it back in. So you do need a contingency. That's quite important. Now, there are some extra costs within this particular cell 2, which wouldn't be in the cell 1 and cell 1A and 1B, I guess it's called. There's some extra valve and some extra leachate collection pipes, so it's not exactly scalable between the two. Anyways, the total cost, I looked at it carefully, and the total cost to do that, the budget that would be needed would be $3.75 million, and that would come out of our second generation landfill reserve, so it's not tax ratable. The money is there for us to use for this project. That's why we accumulated into that reserve for this purpose.
Thank you. Discussion. Any questions? Councillor Waterman, Councillor Frelick.
You took a lot of my questions. So this cell will
that's a good
last, this cell will last the contracts that we have stated now.
That's correct, Peter. And that's an important point, Councillor Waterman. We have current contract commitments with municipalities within Shelburne County and Shelburne County, Yarmouth County, Digby counties. Those commitments last to 2027. Now, we're at the point now where we're basically squaring up our three cells, and we need to make sure that our capacity survives those commitments, because it would be a bad situation if they were just short and we still had a commitment. Because you wouldn't want to be in a position to having to build a new cells just before negotiations, right? So these cells, actually, I had to add in 10-meter width in the cell number 2, the one we're talking about today, so that we'd be sure to survive that time period.
Councilor Frelick?
You're saying the next cell would need to be built in 2027?
No, after that.
After that,
yeah.
After
this cell here, built in 2016, you know, given the current generation of waste, would last into 2027, 2028.
Okay, so my question is, at what point do we start talking about diverting waste, where other municipalities are really getting on the bandwagon of diverting waste? We haven't seemed to have that conversation yet, so I'm wondering if that's ever been discussed. And
But we meet all landfill bans. You know, we do inspect our waste. So, I mean, we are meeting the letter of the law at that landfill. You know, there's nothing that I can really say to that. I mean, I'm here today to talk about a budget to construct this cell. And we need to build it, right, because we have commitments.
Mm-hmm. In either way, even with different diversions, different bans, the landfill will just last longer.
Yeah,
I understand. Maybe in 2028, we're good to go.
But as a community, as a environmentally friendly community, it's a conversation that we should be having. Probably not today, but...
Thank you.
Question?
Question on the motion. It's a big motion. All in favor? It's unanimous with Councilor McLeod absent.
I'd like to pass on to Ray that that worked on the sewer in Caledonia on the November 27th, Friday night.
The Friday night.
They worked until 8, 9 o'clock and did a great job. And it was too much. They all would have liked to get home, but they did a good job and got it going. And then, great job.
From what Peter, Councilor Waterman speaks of, we had an after-hour call in Caledonia on the pump station. He did some work. And of course, it came about late Friday afternoon, which involved our workers out there till late Friday night. To correct.
And these things always come on late Friday afternoon? Okay, any other questions under engineering and works? No, Brad, thank you. And Jennifer, I think this is going to be a shared one.
It is.
Thank you. So this comes under finance. Councilor Inglis.
Thank you, Mayor Clark. I left the right page. I've got to come back to it. Thank you to the Deputy Mayor, as always. I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the addition of $89,000 to the existing 2015/2016 Milton Bridge Capital Project budget.
Is there a seconder for that motion? Councilor Fancy. Discussion. Brad, Jennifer.
Sure, I'll talk about this. The Milton Bridge, of course, what happens there is the existing bridge has a sewage force main located on it, of which will be relocated to the new structure being constructed now. The pump stations that are on our lands that the province have well purchased, those pump stations, part of them need to be removed, to be relocated a little bit further on those lands there where they're at. And there are some, of course, piping that needs to be reconfigured that lead up to the new bridge as it's located on the old bridge. So there has to be some underground work done there as well. Now what the province has here, and it's and it's the next yeah, we're a little bit, you know, it's unfortunate 11-2 is coming before 11-1 here, because really we can't talk about one without the other. The agreement with the province, they require the work that locates and installs the bridge force main done by the province's bridge contractor. That's a requirement of theirs. So that's not work that we can do, although we've done that work before, and we know what our costs are to do that, but wasn't permitted. Now, anything outside the bridge, on the approaches, relocate the pump stations and so on, would be done by own forces. The province tendered that job. The bidder was awarded, and within that, one scope of work that would see the force main located on the bridge, the consultant which did the design, so it was more than just a consultant, to provide a pricing for that, had a contractor price. It should be worth $99,000. Well, we get our agreement back from the province, and it suddenly turned into $188,000, and that is with the contractor doing the work. I can say that it's a fact, if we'd done that work, because we've done that work before, our cost probably would come in around $70,000 or so. But that's the contractor world. You take your chances when you go to contract, and you get a price of what you get a price on. And where we're not permitted to install that, we have to go with what the province says because it is their structure. So that's why we're asking for more money here and for another $89,000, because that's what the tendered price came in at.
All
right. So we've got the first motion we've gotten back with, but I think we can handle them both together. So we've got the first motion. Are you ready?
Question.
For the question on it. Okay, all in favor of 11-1? It's unanimous. Thank you. Do you have enough explanation on 11-2, or do you want more explanation?
I'll read the motion and then I'll have it. I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve construction agreement number 2015-025, brackets as attached, bracket, between the province and the municipality, and that the mayor and CAO are authorized to sign this agreement.
Seconded by Councilor McClure. Discussion? Have you had enough discussion? You want more explanation, Fred?
No, I think I have to talk a little bit more about that one.
Okay.
Now this agreement, there's two scopes of work. One of the scope that we just talked about that the province's contractor are going to do, okay, and that involves, of course, the bridge force main. There is some additional work, of course, which locate it on the right-of-way, which has to be located, relocated. That is still work that we have to pay for. And that's the difference between the $99,000 figure and what you saw here in our $150,000. So that's still work that we do, but we're not going to get reimbursed for it. There is some work, however, that the province will pay us for, and that is the relocation of the pump station, the valve chamber, the control panel, and so on. It's the province, in fact, does pay us for that, because those assets were located on RQM deeded land, okay, which now was sold to the province, or is being sold through this agreement. What are we getting out of it? Well, it's quite a little dialogue, and we're getting their surplus land. So there's two parcels of lands on what we always call the Greeker property. That will come back to the municipality, and those are lands that the province picked up through various owners that they need it for right away to the new bridge. Also, through verbal conversations and backed up through writing, the approaches to the old bridge would come back to the municipality. So it's kind of a swap of lands is what we're getting at, right? So we may not see dollars for the land that they needed for the new bridge approaches that they got at the municipality, but we will get a swap of equivalent lands.
Okay. Any questions, any discussion on the motion? Yes, Councilor McClure.
I just have a question. This agreement, was that prepared before you knew that you had to pay, that we had to pay for the full cost and the province for doing the work, Brad? Because it's got Kathleen's name on it there. And I
this agreement, if you recall, we've been dealing with the province for months and months and months and months over.
Mm-hmm.
Months.
Early in the new year.
So it has survived some personnel changes.
Okay. I just wanted to know what
this. Okay, are you ready for the question on the motion?
Question.
All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. Thank you, Brad. Thank you. Oh, Jen, we've done this first. Good.
Yep.
So now we're on.
Great
work.
Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the engineer. You're in charge.
Where's the whole button?
It's not working, Richard. There.
Anything on the recreation and community services? I'm moving now to 13 planning then.
We don't have
anything. Doug, suddenly, sorry we brought you unnecessarily, but... We're on to item 13-2. 13-1, having been...
13-2.
Go ahead, so Susan...
Yeah, here we go. I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve a purchase and sale agreement with Privateer Landing Condos Limited for the acquisition of a parcel of land being PID number 700-26711 and comprising approximately 27,430 square feet in area for a purchase price of $95,000 to be funded from the Special Capital Accumulated General Reserve.
Seconded by Councilor Fisk. Discussion. Councilor Inglis.
Certainly the gallery, and one of the gallery disappeared, but touched on this morning, and certainly I think you answered it very well, as you always do, because you're such a good mayor.
Thank you.
That, you know, the immediate, obviously, will be to remediate that out of the state of eyesore that it's been for years, but I think that this is a council that shares the concept that the waterfront needs to start driving some activity for our downtown. So Mr. Cox will sleep well tonight in the hopes that something will happen down on that waterfront nearer than later.
Councilor Frelick.
As we discussed last time, we were looking for some opportunities for, again, healthier living. We talked about volleyball nets, we talked about all that. So it would be great if that was incorporated into the switchover once we start changing the look of it and be able to somehow incorporate something that's not going to be long-term, because if you're looking at potential businesses, that's going to take a while. This is a fairly easy thing that we can put some equipment in there that can be stored at the VIC that people can use, and it fits in well with our healthy living. So I'd like that noted.
I've allowed one red herring on this motion. Are you on the motion, or do you have another red herring? Deputy Mayor.
No, I'll support the motion for economic development purposes, but I really hope that that's where we put our emphasis. We can't afford to keep buying land for parkland, and I know it's healthy living, but we've got beaches and things, and we really need to look at leasing that land down there, be it for people who want to put little apartments or little restaurants or something, but we need to start looking at what we can do to keep some green spaces, but also move some economic activity down there, which was the main purpose of the probably $1 million so far that's been spent on that land down there. So I'm hoping we're buying it for economic development reasons and not just to make a green park.
So council will recall in our strategic priorities discussion that a Main Street waterfront revitalization project is to be worked on, and we're working on the scoping of that. That will give an opportunity to look at what we want to do with those properties and other areas downtown to drive economic development and revitalization of the waterfront. So as the mayor said, there's no commitment to maintain that as parkland. The current zoning allows for some certain things, and council has the prerogative to change zoning if it wants to do even more.
Councilor McLeod.
That also brings the opportunity to bring Main Street inclusive of the waterfront in an economic way, in a retail way, or whatever way that they decide. Mm-hmm. But that we've often thought about that in the future, but that parcel of land was always an inhibitor to that, so now that would make that possible.
Okay, are you ready for the question on the motion? All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. Is there anything on the Queen's Place and Mirror Center? Thank you, Mike.
Nothing at this time.
Okay, thank you. Change of council meeting date. We did a telephone poll, and we agreed to move to the 16th from the 22nd.
15.
The reason for doing that was that we moved the recognition of long service employees from this meeting, and we had to know when to schedule people in. So that's why we did it by telephone poll. So it's on the 15th of December.
You'll have to make the motion.
Yes.
Do we? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose
okay.
Each of the Queen's municipalities accept the rescheduling of the December 22nd, 2015 council meeting to Tuesday, December 15th, 2015, that it now is composed of Greens and Square Climate.
Thank you. Seconded by Councilor Frelick. Thank you. Thank you, Darlene.
Otherwise, we could just stay home, take phone polls on everything.
Hey,
what are you doing?
All in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. And then what will Paul Brickley do on the Tuesday? So, does anybody have anything else for an open council? If not, I would entertain a motion to go in camera. Councilor Frelick? Councillor Fancy seconding. All in favor of going in camera? Thank you. We're adjourned for 10 minutes.